Losing is first all of the survivors and the witnesses. They said that there had was no military activity at the site. There was no Gaddafi security forces, no communications equipment or other reasons that NATO would have targeted it. They were all civilians, they said. And we also found no evidence searching through the rubble of any signs or indications that would have rendered this a legitimate military target. That is, no ammunition or weaponry or signs of military personnel. So the key question in Majer is why did NATO strike there? And to that question, we still don't have a satisfactory answer.
And is it clear what kind of weapon NATO used in that strike?
It is clear that NATO used what's known as a GBU-12. This is a precision-guided munition. It is a 500-pound bomb, and we found remnants of the GBU-12. They may have used other munitions as well, but we know the GBU-12 was used very frequently in the Libya campaign. And what's unique about this is it's an incredibly accurate weapon, and it also has an infrared optics system so that the bomb is guided right to the target. And what's significant there is that if the pilot or the person who launched the strike, the person would have seen most likely what was happening on the ground. It has a high degree of clarity, and if they were unable to distinguish between civilians and combatants, if they saw people on the ground and weren't sure that they were combatants, then the strike should have been canceled or diverted.
And as you chronicle in the investigation and the report, there was a strike after the initial strike that affected those who were going to help survivors or help those who were caught in the rubble. Is that right?
That's correct. In Majer, there were a number of strikes, four, in fact. And
thank you very much to Free Speech Radio News for bringing us those international headlines. Daily news and their full newscast can be found at their website, fsrn.org. You're listening to News 101 on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca.
And that was our program for May 14th, Monday, which is today. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments or get involved or give us an important news tip, please contact us through our email, news@citr.ca. You can subscribe to our podcast or listen to our latest interviews on our website, citr.ca/news. For more independent news, join us on Monday and on Friday at 5 p.m. for another edition of News 101. I'm Claire Eagle.
And I'm Martin Lumlin. Today's show was produced by Iqbal and CJ. From the entire news team at CITR, thank you very much for listening and stay tuned for Sore Throats Clapping Hands.
No, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot, a salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Good evening, Vancouver. This is Sore Throats Clapping Hands. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And my name is Robert Privet. I'll be with you for the next hour and a half before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by The Jazz Show at 9, followed by Canada Post Rock with P-Bone. And what we started off there was from, that was the Burn It Downs, and that was from an old disc. Name of the track, Island Air versus City Lights. And let's keep going with the music. This is The Bitter We Draw. You listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll be right back.
day when we first set a sail. You nailed that gold doubloon upon the mast, and you said that's for the man who first sights the great white whale. You said I've chased that beast over seven seas and more, and up and down the tides of my life. And until I've got his head, I'll never set a foot ashore. My heart soared as you stood on the prow and said all men are equal beneath my sail. You're all good men and free and rich men you'll all be when we come back to Nantucket with the head of that whale. And we've given up all the comforts of shore and pine for them wherever we may roam until we prevail over that accursed whale. As long as I've a ship, you'll all over our backs. We were all good men and free and as rich as we could be when the wind sang in our rigging and the sun shone at our backs. And though we often talked of all the things we'd given up, they were treasures we were glad to leave behind. And though we chased that whale without seeing even its tail, the thought of giving up never once crossed our minds. But Captain, a confession. One night as I stared out onto the sea, I saw a flash of plunging white that reached over the waves, and I never doubted once what it could be. So I ran at once to your cabin door, but stopped with my hand upon the bell when I thought of what awaited us ashore. I hung my head in shame as I climbed back up the mast, and to cry and choked out my voice. We were all good men and free, all except for me. And for 4 days and nights I never made another noise, till I was broken down by my conscience and rum, and told my bunk beat everything I'd done. But he only laughed and he clapped me on the back and said every man that thinks he's seen the whale has held his tongue. He said it's all same to the captain anyway, as long as he never knows how close we came. We're all good men and free, and you freely chose the sea, or a landsman's quiet life, or a rich man's gilded grave. And from that day forth, when I passed the doubloon that it once hung as a symbol of my shame, I'd not spare a second thought for all the things I had and got, but bow my head in thanks for all the things that I'd gained. The captain said I too have a confession, and I want it to be heard before I die. I know you fought temptation that night outside my door, and I wondered whether you'd raise up the cry. I was glad to see that you resisted, and I was glad to see you think you deceived me, because the whale that we chased never existed.
You are a good man.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This May in Discorder, sit down for a chat with local thrash punk sensations New Sensei. Get well acquainted with Peace before their new album drops. Find out if Weed the Band is better than the substance. And discover the response from members of Prestronaut on the controversies surrounding bands and crowdsourced funding. As always in Discorder, get your healthy dose of Venue News, Filmstrip, take a look at our beautiful calendar, browse the always-changing CITR program guide, tech up bits of Mark DeLong's art project on your bedroom walls, take in some reviews of music both recorded and live, and all the other goodies you know and love. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Yes, that's right. That's the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair Monday. May 27th. That's a Sunday. That's from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And that's sponsored by CITR. And so that should be a really good time. We got about 20 vendors. And what else is going on there? Oh, yes, everyone who goes to the fair gets a vinyl record discount card. And you get 10% off your vinyl purchases in 8 record stores across town, and to name a few. You got Red Cat, you got Dandelion, you got Neptune, Zulu, Zoo Shop, Lotus Land, who else? High Life, yeah, so that's a pretty good deal for $2, let me tell you. Anyhow, on with the show. My name is Robert Privet, and you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR. If you care to get a hold of me during this show, a bit later on, I will be giving away tickets to the Melvins for July 15th. That's a ways away, but tried to give away one last week, and no one called in. So, 604-822-2487 is the number here at the CITR booth in beautiful, the beautiful UBC campus at in the west side of Vancouver. Anyhow, got a good show coming up for you. We're going to get into some new releases. Trampled by Turtles, Stars and Satellites. There's a Strumbellas album that we're going to cover a little bit of because they're coming to the Railway Club on the 10th of next month, 10th of June. And The River and the Road, we're going to check that out. And I also picked up a couple tunes from the States there. Captain Chaos and... let's listen to Adam Green right now. This is Mozzarella Swastikas on CITR.
In a land made of strings, where the hills are balls of twine, and the doctor knits the sun down in a baseball diamond mine, and the mozzarella sweaters get sewn to the tits, where the lump behind the sheet is where the tumor took a shit. And I'll be getting head under the rainbow, and I'll be getting head under the rainbow, and I'll be getting head under the rainbow. Well, we came upon a cracker, and we all came on this cracker, and the last one had to eat it, and she did. But she threw it up like a hooer, so the sunshine stabbed right through her, like a hooer, on a skewer in the wind. And I'll be getting head under the rainbow. And I'll be getting head under the rainbow. And I'll be getting head under the rainbow. Now the king was reading comics when he stepped into some vomit, and he screamed like 40 wolves being burned alive. And I rode my dolphin Adam, and he fed my dolphin stars. He fed my dolphin stars like you'd put gasoline in cars. Papa was smart, but Mama said I wasn't. Now I've got $1 million, but who doesn't? Gonna go to the graveyard to get some begging done. Gonna dig up Megan and cut out my son.
Vancouver, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're in Vancouver, but you already know that. We're the Briggs. I'm Jason, and that's Joey over there, but he's still sleeping. Have fun at school.
clarity, those wonderful mentalities of decent positivity are all that we can strive. But misery and poverty, they follow me and my family. And though it seems that I can't win, I think I have to try. But everyone's afraid of me, they'll never see that we all bleed the same damn blood each night. So you'll go your way, I'll go mine. I hope we meet up later on down the line. And sense and sensibility and peaceful productivity. A pretty girl with broken wings is all that I desire. But there's so much hostility in all the things surrounding me. The awful glow of enmity is trying to stop my shine. So I try to look inwardly at all the things inside of me. But sodomy and buggery keep bubbling to the top. So you'll go forward and I'll go back. I hope we catch up with each other on this track. About the things that are holy, like Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, and Mary Magdalene. And even theoretically, I don't think I could ever see the perfect human being Jesus live without sin. So you'll go upward and I'll go down. You'll go upward and I'll go down. You'll go upward and I'll go down. I'll see you in hell when we die.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
If you walk away, I'll walk away. First tell me which road you will take. I don't want to risk our paths crossing someday. So you walk that way, I'll walk this way. The future hangs over our heads, and it moves with each current event. Till it falls all around like a cold, steady rain. Just staying when it's looking this way. Moon's laying low in the sky, forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalk holds diamonds like the jewelry store's case. There, you walk this way, now walk this way. And Laura's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, I dreamed you're carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, come here. And there's kids playing guns in the streets, and one's pointing his tree branch at me. So I put my hands up, say enough is enough. If you walk away, I'll walk away. And he shot me dead. Found the liquid cure for my landlocked blues. It'll pass away like a slow parade. It's leaving, but I don't know how soon. The world's got me dizzy again. After 22 years, you'd think I'd be used to the spin. But it only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm pacing around or walking away. I keep drinking the ink from my pen, and I'm balancing history books up on my head. But it all boils down to one quotable phrase: if you love something, give it away. A good woman will pick you apart, a box full of suggestions for your possible heart. And you may be offended and you may be afraid, but don't walk away, don't walk away. We made love on the living room floor, with a noise in the background of the televised war. And the deafening pleasure I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, they'll walk away. But greed is a bottomless pit, and our freedom's a joke, we're just taking a piss. And the whole world must watch the sad comic display. If you're still free, start running away, 'cause we're coming for you. I've grown tired of holding this post. I feel more like a stranger each time I come home. So I'm making a deal with the devils of fame, saying, please let me walk away. You'll be free, child, once you have died from the shackles of language and immeasurable time. Then we can trade places, play musical grace. Till then, just walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on
on my shoes. I just want to make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to.
Hello, Vancouver. My name is Robert Privet. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Yes, that was... who was that? That was Captain Chaos doing a Bright Eyes tune, Line Locked Blues. And before that, we heard Andrew Jackson Jihad from Can't Maintain. That was Sense and Sensibility. And before that was Trampled by Turtles, Stars and Satellites, off that album. Now, they are coming to town, if I can... figure out my little list here in no particular order. Where is it? May 26th to the Vogue Theater, the Trampled by Turtles show. Might as well get through these right now. Other concerts coming to town are the Bouncing Souls. They're coming to July 23rd. I don't know if anyone remembers the first album they had there, but The Good, Bad, and the Argyle, it's from there. They're coming to the venue on July 23rd. And then Bon Iver is coming May 25th to Deer Lake Park. And then Austin Lucas playing with locals Jack Mercer Band and also Jesse Laborde. And that's June 3rd at the Railway Club. Another show at the Railway Club is the Sunday after that, where the Strumbellas from Toronto are going to be playing. Murder by Death, we're going to hear a bit from them a little bit later on. But they're coming August 9th, a long ways away. But that's at the Media Club. And what else? Well, there's the Folk Fest, and you can check out online for the lineup. Not too much to talk to you about the Folk Fest for this show, at least. But and then Squamish Fest is coming, and Royal Burn Advantage will be there, The Hip, and also Current Swell, who gets some play on this program. So what's coming up next is let's listen to this new disc I got into the station. This is a Vancouver band, The River and the Road, and I forget who... pass this in my direction, but it is produced by Michael Nowak, and he is he records and mixes as at his studio at Saga Recording, and we've chatted before, and so I was happy to see that people around me are getting stuff done. He's of course always getting stuff done, but it's just right there in my face when I opened the album. Now so let's take a listen to that. That's some good stuff here. So this is The River and the Road, self-titled release. This is the first song, The Patron, on Sore Throats Clapping Hands. This is CITR. You gotta
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Underneath
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, everybody, that's, let me get the mic here, where are we going here? That is We All Fall Down, our signature punk rock show here on CITR. And so what you heard there before the break, my name is Robert Privet, and this is Sore Throats Clapping Hands, your lyric-driven, campfire-inspired, playing acoustic punk, alt-country, and anti-folk, whatever that means. And what you heard before the break there was Chuck Reagan and Austin Lucas splitting a song up off of Bristol Ridge, and that's Heading Down. Now, Austin Lucas is coming to town June 3rd, and he puts on a fantastic show, so I definitely suggest going down to the Railway Club on June 3rd, and who's playing with him is Jack Mercer and the Whisk Bandits, as well as Jesse Laborde, two cats from Vancouver who have been on this show before, so always supporting those guys. Now, another matter of support, Jesse Laborde just came out with a full-length album, And it is called I Go By The Sound, and you can get that off of Bandcamp. And we're going to listen to the first track from that album right now. This is Hideout, new stuff from Jesse Laborde. You're listening to Sore Throats, Clapping Hands on CITR.
If I can just make it through this week, I'll get enough to pay rent. Set some aside to pay my bills before I'm spent. I can't afford to not be working, but it's hard to get out the door. I'm counting days till the leaves start to fall and I can be somewhere else. And I can pack up everything I need. We can be on our way. We'll make the dust the only thing we leave behind us. We'll settle for ourselves. And we will hide out here where the living's still cheap and there's no one calling on me. And we change in my pockets, hoping it's enough to take me home. And though I may not know where that is, I know I'll find it if I go. And all the things that I wished I'd never said now ring with the glory of satisfaction. There is no way I'm gonna let this be the end of it, but for now where the living's still cheap and there's no one calling on me. And we won't be expecting home till we're ready to return. And we will spend our days lying in the sun and our nights filled with drink and song. And we won't ever have to question, are we living for ourselves? Nope. Still cheap, and there ain't no one calling on me.
Thank you. I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
There's a man going round, he's digging names. There's a man going round, he's digging names. Take my father's name and he left my heart in vain. A man going round, he's digging names. There's a man going round, he's tapping my phone. The man going round, he's tapping my phone. Tapping my phone and he won't leave me alone. The man going round, he's tapping my phone. The man going round, looking through my trash. The man going round, looking through my trash. Looking through my trash and he's looking for a part to hatch. Man going round looking through my trash. It's a man going round looking through my files. It's a man going round looking through my files. Looking through my files and he's gonna put me on trial. Man going round looking through my files.
Hey, and this is Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a cover of Minor Threat, and apparently that's an acoustic cover. It's always hard to tell sometimes when it's really quick and there's drums, it doesn't sound very acoustic, but that was by Mouthwash off of Bonus Track off one of their discs. Anyhow, I'm a big fan of Minor Threat, so anything, if you cover Minor Threat and it's acoustic, I'll play it on the show. So you can always get a hold of me at robert@badbird.tv, and or you can send something on the Facebook page. I don't know with all the Facebook rules these days what you can do and what you can't do, but you can try to to post something on the wall, and hopefully people can see it. That's Sore Throats Clapping Hands. Name of the Facebook page. So there you go. Now, before that was Joe Shithead Keithley from Beat Trash, a man going around taking names. And before that was Jack Mercer, and he slipped an instrumental on there, so which was really good, but this is lyric-driven, so that's all right. But it sounded great. It was off Styx. That's an album that he has. I believe it's free online, and the deal with it is that he went out to the Styx and produced it in a weekend, so pretty cool. Some good stuff, about six tracks off that. And he will be playing with Jesse Laborde, which I played before that, and he has a full-length album out. I Go By The Sound. Check it out on Bandcamp. It sounds really good. That was Hideout. And both those guys are playing with Austin Lucas, who I played just before that. So, yeah, there's about half hour left in the show before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by the Jazz Show at 9, followed by Canada Post Rock with P-Bone at midnight. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful night in Vancouver. Really looking forward to getting out there in the sun. It's a million degrees here in the studio, which I will blame for my mistakes earlier in the show and any mistakes that will happen after this little chat. Anyhow, what we got coming up for you is I've got some more tracks. We're going to listen to a little bit of Jeffrey Lewis. I've got a little bit of Weaker Thens. And then maybe get into a little bit of this new Justin Townes Earl, which I have not heard yet. It's called, it's a long name here, Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About. And it's covered with Me Now. It's covered with a sticker. Nothing. Let me say that again then. Nothing's going to change the way you feel about me now. And that's Justin Townes Earl. We're going to listen to that in a little bit. But first, let's listen to the Mountain Goats. There is a fellow, the main fellow from the Mountain Goats. He is doing a solo tour, and he will be coming in through town. But this is from All Hail West, Texas. My favorite album, because it is kind of the more energetic, or the other ones are raw too, but this album seems to be a little bit more energetic than their other endeavors. So this is Source Decay. You listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
Check the Austin post office box. I take the detour through our old neighborhood, see all the Chevy Impalas in their front yards up on blocks, and I park in an alley. I read through the postcards you continue to send. Where as indirectly as you can, you ask what I remember. I like these torture devices from my old best friend. Well, I'll tell you what I know, like I swore I always would. I don't think it's gonna do you any good. I remember the train headed south out of Bangkok down toward the water. Start when the sun's going down and the traffic's thinning out and the glare is hard to take. I wish the West Texas Highway was a Mobius strip. I could ride it out forever. When I feel my heart break, I almost swear I hear it happen. Is that clear and that hard? I come in off the highway and I park in my front yard. I fall out of the car like a hostage from a plane. Think of you a while, start wishing it would rain. And I remember the train headed south out of Bangkok down toward the water.
papers a little while. I sent your postcard on the table with all the others like it. I start sorting through the pile. I check the pictures and the postmarks and the captions and the stamps for signs of any pattern at all. When I come up empty-handed, the feeling almost overwhelms me. I let a few of my defenses fall, and I smile a bitter smile. It's not a pretty thing to see. I think about a railroad platform back in 1983, and I remember the train headed south out of Bangkok down.
Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead. Boo.
Yes, that's right. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head. Bubblegum rock on plastic transistors. Schoolboy sedition backed by big-time promoters. CBS promoted the Clash, but not for revolution, just for cash. Punk became a fashion just like hippie used to be, and it ain't got a thing to do with you or me. Movements are systems and systems kill. Movements are expressions of the public will. Punk became a movement cause they all felt lost, but the leaders sold out, now we all pay the cost. And punk is dead, punk is dead. Yes, that's right, punk is dead. Punk is dead, punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head. Punk narcissism was a social napalm. Rockstar punk bands started doing real harm, preaching revolution, anarchy, and change as they sucked from the system that had given them their name. Well, I'm tired of staring through shit-stained glass. I'm tired of staring up a superstar's ass. I've got an ass and a heart and a name, and I'm just waiting for my 15 minutes fame. And me, yes, me, do I wanna burn? Is there really something that I can learn? Do I need a businessman to promote my angle? Can I resist the carrots fame and fortune dangle? I see the velvet zippies in their bondage gear, the social elite with safety pins in their ear. I watch and understand that it don't mean a thing. The scorpions attack, but the system stole the sting. And punk is dead, punk is dead. Yes, that's right, punk is dead. Punk is dead, punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We emerge from youth all wide-eyed like the rest, shedding skin faster than skin can grow, and armed with hammers, feathers, blunt knives, words to meet and to define and to, but you must know. The same games that we played in dirt, in dusty schoolyards, have found a higher pitch and broader scale.
and we feared possible. Someone must be picked last, and one must bruise, and one must fail. And that still twitching bird was so deceived by a window, so we eulogized fondly. We dug deep and through its elegant plumage and frantic black eyes in a hole, and then rushed out to kill something new so we could bury that too. The first chapters of lives almost made us give up all together. Push towards tired forms of self-immolation that seem so original. We must never stop watching the sky with our hands in our pockets. Stop peering in windows when we know doors are shut. Stop yelling small stories and bad jokes and sorrows, and my voice will scratch to yell many more. But before I spill the things I mean to hide away, or gouge my eyes with platitudes of sentiment, I'll drown the urge for permanence and certainty, crouch down and scrawl my name with yours in wet cement.
Hear my father on the radio singing, take me home again. 300 miles from the Carolina coast, and I'm skin and bones again. Sometimes I wish that I could get away. Sometimes I wish that he'd just call. Am I that lonely tonight? I don't know. There's just something in a night like this that can be so hard to take. Oncoming headlights through the mountain mist, they're too close for comfort, too much at stake. So turn the radio down, roll the windows up and say to myself that I thought I'd be a better man. Sometimes I dream that I find a place where I won't feel so all alone. Am I that lonely tonight? I don't know. Sometimes I think that I could find a way where I won't feel so on my own. Not that lonely tonight. Not that lonely tonight. Not that lonely tonight. That I don't know. No, I don't.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Hello, Vancouver, and welcome back. You're listening to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. My name is Robert Privet, and I've got 15 minutes left with you until Exploding Head Movies comes on, and then I'll be back next week, every Monday at 6 until 7:30, playing acoustic punk rock and a lot of alt country and some rootsy stuff. And what you heard just there was Justin Townes Earl from his new album, Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me Now. And before that was The Weaker Thens from Fallow, and sounds familiar, name of the song. And then we heard Jeffrey Lewis from 12 Crass Songs, Punk Is Dead. And that I really didn't try to do that. The song before that, The Mountain Goats, and Jeffrey Lewis, there was a PSA from Total Chaos where they claim that punk is not dead, and then Jeffrey Lewis was all lined up with a song called Punk Is Dead. That was not something I tried to do, but funny when that happens. Good times. Yeah, very exciting stuff. So anyhow, I got some Dave House. Now, this isn't what he just came out with. This is from last year's resolutions, Time Will Tell, and I'm going to play that because I don't have my hands on the new stuff, but I do have a link to it on my Facebook page, which is Sore Throats Clapping Hands, and he's big on putting out the vinyl records, and I'm a big fan of vinyl records. So I will try to get my hands on that as soon as I can, and we'll play it for you next week. In the meantime, this is Dave House from last year's Resolutions. This is Time Will Tell. You'll listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
I've got blood all over my hands, in my eyes, on the strings. It's pouring out all over all my favorite things. A guilty heart is faster every time I try to sing. It seizes up and then my lungs begin to sting. Well, only time will tell. Only time will tell. Is it written all over my face? Should I even feel ashamed? Is it that early 30s thing where some guys just go insane? And the doctors give us lithium, we're never quite the same. Do we retreat to younger years to stop the pain? Thank you.
Well, that's it for Sore Throats, Clapping Hands. Stay tuned in a couple minutes for Explode and Head Movies. That was Evan McGrath from his latest album, Young Canadians, Pain of Love. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you off with this track from the Joey Only Band. I will see you next week, Vancouver. Have a good one.
Roaming on the trail of the last dinosaur, just not around like they was before. Riding on the trail to hunt the last buffalo, I want his big head above my mantle. On the logging road to cut the final old growth,
Still a few more up there clinging on the slope. In the science lab, designing the atom bomb, I got the answers to the world's problems. I'll never stop, I'll never quit. We only got one planet. I don't give a shit. A parasite, a parasite. My goal is to suck the But now I'm your boss. What it's like to work your job, I forgot. What's all this money for? I think I'll become a slumlord, landlord, profiting off the poor. Money for me to hoard. Moving up the ladder to corporate America. I'm the 1% who caused their way to the top. I play the stock market, maybe even get rich quick. Buy myself a mansion that properly fits. I'll never stop. A parasite, a parasite. My goal is to suck the whole world dry. I feed on your misery. Ha-ha! I eat so much that hunger is out of my memory. I love these tax breaks. Increase the money I made. So you better cut those social programs, I think. Ralph and Gordo have another drink. Now I'm a CEO. Oh no, I just want you all to know that money talks big and bullshit really does flow. I spread the pollution. Little children sick. If the profits are up for me, I can afford it. I'll never stop, I'll never quit. We only got one planet, and
the Pope. Still secretly I snort coke. Wave at my fans from the Vatican window. Duck my head in for some more blow.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
And?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean. The first time ever.
You're listening to CITR. Exploding Head Movies is up next.